opening performance wasn't what you were hoping from your defense. What were your thoughts just kind of rewatching it on film?
I thought we played good ball in the first half. Then in the second half, I didn't think we played together as a defensive football team. I thought we were, for whatever reason, we didn't come together and play together. And that was the most disappointing part of it.
Last year, when there were troubles on defense, and Justin Tuck was saying, you know, we took a while to figure it out and we were pointing fingers a little bit. They seem to think this year that they have a better idea of how to fix things. Do you sense that from them too?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like we just didn't play together football last week. You know, Tony, as I recall the first game, Tony played really good. You know, he really played good. And we helped him because we didn't play as good as we could. We took some chances and did some things that we shouldn't have done. You know, we'll have better discipline, I believe, this week on defense. And we'll play together, I think, better this week. Since we've had a chance to see us for 60 minutes on tape and as a first unit.
When guys are, it sounds like you're saying guys were kind of playing outside of their assignments a little bit, and you said taking some chances. What do you think fuels that, and how do you prevent them from doing that down the road?
Oh, they're trying hard to make, you know, hey, opening game, you know, you got game, it's jitters. They come out, they want to make a play, they want to make an impact on the game. You know, they think they see something that they've seen on film or what have you, and they go for it, and it might be they might not make the right decision. So, you know, those things, that's what happens. You know, and when you try to correct them and tell them on the sideline, sometimes they got something cemented in their mind that they just can't get it out.
How much of that happened up front?
It happened in front, in the back, in the middle, and in the back row. So all three levels, you know, in the second half, we did not play team football.
Despite assignment mistakes and everything else, is it still shocking to you to look at a stat sheet and see no sacks, no hits from the three caliber defensive ends that you have?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, the no hits on the quarterback, we take a lot of pride in doing that, you know, legal hits on the quarterback. And, you know, so that was definitely, you know, an eye-opener for me.
Do you think fatigue became a factor in the game at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, as I looked at us on the sideline, hey, they were lathered up, but they were ready to go.
At times during the game, it looked like some players were frustrated about holding that was not called. What was your take on, you know, if there were some uncalled holds?
You got to play the game. You can't officiate the game. It's our job to play the game. And you know, if somebody holds me, then I'm gonna get him off of me. You know, so my take is, let's get his off of me.
One of the things.
Excuse my French.
I'm not offended.
Okay.
One of the things that you had problems with last week was Michael got hurt. You had to use Justin. I mean, do you expect to have a full complement of cornerbacks this week?
You know, that's a great question. I can't answer that question right now. I know, you know, Prince, he's practiced this week. Michael, he's practiced this week. You know, it'll be a game day thing. You know, we'll have to look at the talk to the trainers, and Tom will have to make that call. So, you know, we're practicing with all hands on deck right now. But again, we have another day of practice, and so you never know what comes out of that, you know, this third day of practice.
Would you consider, like you guys did last year, using Antrell as a nickel corner and going with a sort of three safety alignment, or is that not on the table at this point?
Oh yeah, that's definitely always on the plate and on our menu. So we could definitely do that. Yes.
How would you assess how Corey played last week, since he got beat a couple times?
It wasn't his best football game. You know, he's one of our more solid defenders. He's a guy that we count on to make plays for us. And it was not his best ball game for us. And so we look for him to bounce back like we all will bounce back.
Knowing how competitive those defensive ends in particular are, do you remind them of the zeros on their stat sheet, or do you think that they know it already?
Oh, I don't have to remind them. You know, that's the great thing about those guys, that the pride that they take in hits on the quarterback and sacks and doing what they do. You know, when we put on the film, that's the reminder, okay? And yes, I'll get after them, you know, from that standpoint too, but they have a lot of pride in what they do and how they've made their living, so we expect them to perform much better.
Webster has had some ups and downs through his career, play-wise. Are you still working with him on being more consistent?
Oh, we work with them all on being consistent, you know. Corey was a very solid football player for us a year ago. And we expect him to be that way this year. And he just did not perform well in the first ball game. And I, you know, as a corner, with the rules the way they are, as far as contact and all that type stuff, you have to have a short memory. And I'm sure Corey will have that short memory and come back and perform well in the second ball game. I have that much confidence in him.
And when you talked about that, the three safety alignment would be on the table. Last year that was with Grant and Roll and Phillips. So who would be the third one up then?
I can't tell you that. I'll be giving away my game plan.
Devin Joseph, intern and everything, such a big part of their line. Do you notice their line the offensive line behaving differently for Tampa without him? And you know.
No, I think they're a young program, you know, with a new coaching staff, and I think they're trying to establish an identity, which is a tough physical, you know, knock you off the ball football identity, and I think they'll keep that identity.
But what's the challenge of facing a coordinator who has a familiar-looking offense and knows your defense pretty well from this time here?
Yeah, it's a big challenge because, you know, number one, I got a lot of respect for Coach Sullivan and his knowledge of the game and his knowledge of our program and what he can expect from us. And I'm sure he's firing those guys up down there, and he thinks he has some answers that, you know, from a strategic standpoint. So it'll be us going out and really concentrating on us. And we have to go out and make football plays and play the game that we know how to play. And if we do that, then all that other stuff will take care of itself.